सो तत्त्वविवेकप्रकरणम् आचार्य इस् डिफैनिङ्ग् आत्मा एण्ड् अनात्मा एण्ड् कारणशरीरं वि हव् सीन् शरीरत्रयस्य विलक्षणः इस् आत्मा वन् हू इस् स्थूलसूक्ष्मकारणशरीरात् व्यतिरिक्तः वन् हू इस् removed and is a sakshi of a sthula sukshma karana shariras is atma is the definition given by acharya and in seeing what the anatma is sthula sukshma karana shariras we have seen but to be honest there is nothing other than atma in this entire creation because everything is atma swarupam only just like how in the modern times everything came from big bang all the material matter contained in this entire universe has to have come from that particular singularity only so similarly if we accept paramatma as the origin of the universe everything is paramatma including matter so technically speaking ideally speaking there is nothing called atma and anatma but there is a differentiation for our understanding because in our day-to-day experience, we attach ourselves to various things that are only illumined by Atma, but forget the real swarupam of Atma. So just to show that difference, Acharya is saying there is Atma and there is Anatma. And within that Anatma, we have seen Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, and Karana Shariram, and their definitions. And the descriptions. In Karana Shariram, we said Anirvachya Anadya Vidyarupam Shariradvayasya Karana Matram Sat Swarupa Jnanam Nirvikalpakarupam Yadasthi Tat Karana Shariram. That is the causal body which is responsible for the creation of the other two bodies. That is the Karanam. Now we have seen Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram. But how to understand that Atma is different from this Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram? Sthula Shariram, as we have seen, is the physical body. Tamam Samayava Dehaha. The physical body which is made up of the Sapta Dhatus, that is the Sthula Shari. Now, how to know that Atma is different from Sthula Shariram? We have briefly discussed it when we are talking about Sthula Shariram. Even if a part of the Sthula Shariram is missing, we are able to recognize that that part is missing. So who is it that is recognizing that a part of Sthula Shariram is missing? The Sthula Shariram is walking, the Sthula Shariram is working, the Sthula Shariram is breathing, the Sthula Shariram is not doing anything. All these things somebody is witnessing. Who is that somebody? It cannot be the Sthula Shariram itself. Because when we have seen the description of the components of Sthula Shariram, whoever is moving things, can you mute yourself? Okay, sthula shariram. So we are able to see that this entire physical body is made up of jada padartham. It is a vikriti of the pancha mahabhutas. And the pancha mahabhutas are jadam. They are not conscious. They are only jadam. And the modification of pancha mahabhutas is jadam only. So, for something that is does not possess consciousness, it is not possible for it to observe the movements of sthula shariram or the existence of sthula shariram or missing of a part of the sthula shariram. It is not possible. So there is somebody else. So let us say that somebody else is mind. If we apply the similar logic, we are also able to observe the mind, the thoughts that are coming and going, the decisions that the mind is taking, the memories that the mind is storing, the fact that the mind is thinking that I am thinking. All these things somebody is watching. Because when the mind stops working also, in certain states, there is consciousness, there is life. So even when the mind, quote-unquote, stops working, life is still there. Similarly, other things like karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, etc. And all these again are vikaram of panchamahabhutas only. The sthula shariram is a vikaram of panchikrita mahapanchabhutas, and sukshma shariram is a vikaram of apanchikrita panchamahabhutas. But both are modification of panchamahabhutas only. So the sukshma shariram may be subtler than sthula shariram, but it also does not possess consciousness. Then karana shariram, we have seen that it is of the form of pure ajnanam, anirvachya anadi avidya rupam. It is ajnanam. Ignorance is the karana shariram, is the karanam for the other two shariras, the sat swarupa ajnanam. The ignorance of my own self is the real cause of sthula shariram and sukshma shariram, we have seen. So that also, an ignorance cannot know either itself or anything else. Only knowledge can know other things. Ignorance cannot know other things. So since karana shariram is of the swarupam of ignorance, karana shariram is also not atma. Then if sthula shariram is not atma, sukshma shariram is not atma, karana shariram is not atma, then who is this atma? So before going into the full description of what the atma is, so far we have seen what atma is not. Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram and karana shariram are not atma. So this vivaranam of sthula, sukshma, karana shariras should help us grow that discrimination that my body is not me. Just like how we clearly know that the chair is not me, the table is not me, the house is not me, the car is not me, similarly, one has to develop the vision that the body is also not me. Now, because of the vasanas that have been accumulated in so many janmas without trying to acquire jnanam, the notion that the body is me has been so ingrained in ourselves, and it is impossible to for us to come out of that notion that this body is not me. This body is like a cloth that I wear. The famous example given by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita, Vasansi Jirnani Yatha Vihaya Navani Grinnati Naroparani Tatha Sharirani Vihaya Jirnani Anyani Sanyati Navani Dehi. All these bodies are worn by Atma like clothes. And another point is, it is not just one body that I would identify myself with. In this Janma, it is this body. In another Janma, it is another body. So which one is me? If this body is me, then this body is going back to dust. It cannot be a completely different me, because Shastra also says that the same karma balance is coming. So if that karma balance is continuing, it cannot be rested in the physical body. If it rests in the physical body, it has to go to dust along with the physical body. But it is not. So, this vivaranam of Sharira Trayam should slowly help us. If we do, this is the Shravanam part of it. What we have done so far is the Shravanam. The Guru is teaching, Acharya is teaching, what Atma is not and what exactly is the Sthula Shariram. Now, our responsibility after doing the Shravanam is to do Mananam followed by Nididhyasanam. Mananam means constant reflection of what we have learned in the class. What the Guru is teaching, what Acharya is trying to impart here, that knowledge we have to take and then do constant reflection. And that has to be done consistently, constantly, for a length of time, with intensity, with discipline. Only then that mananam will turn into jnanam. Otherwise, it is doubtful jnanam only. It is only bookish knowledge. For that bookish knowledge to become absorbed knowledge, that absorption has to come in the form of mananam. And nididhyasanam is the assimilation, integration, the practical part of it. Mananam is also an intellectual exercise. Whatever we have learned, we will go and reflect on it. But that also stays in the intellect only. It has to convert into our very attitude and behavior in life. Then that translation is called Nididhyasana. Only when it transforms, then that part of the Vivekam stands with us. So this Sharira Trayasya Atiriktaha, this fact we have learned now. Now the next step is to deeply reflect on it. That is what is called Atma Chintanam or Brahma Chintanam, Swadhyayam. Various different names are given to this same exercise called Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So now, the Sthula Sukshma Karana part has been covered. Next, Acharya is going to cover the rest of the things which Atma are not. Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharirat Vyatiriktaha Panchakoshatita San Avasthatraya Sakshi Yastishthati Sa Atma. So, Panchakoshatita San, one who is other than the Panchakoshas, and one who is Avasthatraya Sakshi, one who is a witness to the three states of existence called Avasthatrayam. That is Atma. So, from Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharira, we will go on to the next one. In the sequence, although in the definition Acharya said Panchakoshatitasan, then Avasthatraya Sakshi, in terms of describing them, Acharya is first describing Avasthatrayam, then he goes to Panchakoshas. It is just a change in terms of sequence, nothing big. Okay, so before we move on to Avasthatrayam, questions on Sharirathrayam still?
Causal body, sir. What is ignorance? Ignorance has no shape, kada, then what exactly is that body?
Again, we have to let go of the concept of body having a shape. Body does not mean a shape. Body means one that comes into existence and goes out of existence is body. Shariram literally does not mean one that has a shape. Shariram means one that eventually gets destroyed is the literal meaning of Shariram. So there is an entity that is existing. Because it is such a subtle entity in nature, we will not be able to perceive it with the faculties that we have. That does not mean that it does not have a body. Simple example is ultraviolet rays. Ultraviolet rays we won't be able to see with our naked eye. Does that mean that they don't have a frequency or a wavelength? They do. It is simply that they are beyond our perception. Our perception with our panchendriyas goes only up to Sthula Shariram. Even Sukshma Shariram we cannot see. Forget about Karana Shariram. Sukshma Shariram itself we cannot see. Because Sukshma Shariram is made up of mind, intellect.
But there are actions associated with the Sukshma Shariram, right?
Yes. So there are actions associated with the Sukshma Shariram, but you are only seeing the result of those actions. You cannot see your thoughts. You can only see the result of your thoughts.
Correct. But for casual body, there is no result as well, right?
The result is Sukshma Shariram and Sthula Shariram.
Okay.
Sharira dvayasya karana matram. You cannot see what is happening inside the seed. You only see when the seed sprouts and comes out that what was inside the seed is this plant, is what you can see. So the result you are able to see, the karanam you are not able to see. For many things, we may not be able to see the karanam. Only the karyam we are able to see. When I ask, is there butter in milk? Since I cannot see butter, can I say that there is no butter in milk?
No, we cannot.
The butter is in the milk. Through a certain process, that result comes out later. That butter comes out later. So, from that process, we have to deduce that but the milk originally contained butter. Similarly, looking at the Sthula Shariram and seeing that it could not have come by itself, it should have had some origin. And Sukshma Shariram also, that mind and Pancha Pranas, etc., they could not have come by themselves. It should have an origin. But that origin we are not able to see. then we have to deduce that whatever that origin is, it is very subtle in nature that we cannot see or perceive with our indriya. That is why it is called karana sharira. But do not confuse it as if it should have a shape or a form, etc. Not every shariram will have a shape or a form that we can perceive. Anything else?
Thanks, sir.
Okay. So, since stula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram are one type of categorization for what is called as this anatma, and we have seen that sukshma shariram and stula shariram have to come out of karana shariram. Karana shariram is the karanam, the cause of this stula shariram and sukshma shariram. Simple logic tells us that if karana shariram does not exist, then stula shariram and sukshma shariram also cannot exist.
It's a triggering event for stula shariram and sukshma shariram?
Yes, it is the triggering entity. So if karana shariram does not exist, sukshma shariram cannot exist, stula shariram also cannot exist. Because stula shariram gets killed many, 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 many times. And the cycle continues. And sukshma shariram goes and takes another stula shariram. Sukshma shariram stays there until the end of this world or until pralayam comes. And then it goes back and gets absorbed into Bhagavan and released at the time of the next universe creation, next jagat, next sushti. So this sukshma shariram and sthula shariram both go through infinite cycles of manifestation and state of unmanifested state. But they will always come back like a phoenix. We can never kill them. They will always come back to life as long as one entity stays alive, which is karana shariram. So, to kill this stula shariram and sukshma shariram permanently, that means, in another word, to avoid the cycle of janma and mrityu, what has to disappear? The karana shariram has to disappear. Once karana shariram disappears, then there is no sukshma shariram, no sthula shariram, and sukshma shariram and sthula shariram are not there means the experience of the outside world is not there, and if the experience of the outside world is not there, the associated sukha dukkhas are also not there.
So in other words, Guru Garu, sorry to interrupt. So causal body and ignorance. Ignorance can be avoided by gaining knowledge, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So basically, if you have knowledge, then all these bodies does not exist, right?
Your identity with these bodies will just get separated. And this body continues to exist up till the Prarabdha Karma acts. And once this body gets destroyed in that Janma, when the Prarabdha Karma is exhausted, there is no more Janma anymore because you have destroyed the Karana Shariram. You have destroyed the essential ignorance by acquiring Brahmajnana.
So that is the ultimate goal. So
that's the ultimate goal.
Okay.
That is the ultimate goal. Okay. Next, avasthatrayam. So this avasthatrayam is not a new thing. Avasthatrayam is simply three states of existence of this body-mind complex. So the same body-mind complex that we have seen in sthula sukshma karana shariras, their states of existence are given in avasthatrayam. To simplify it, we can also say that sthula sukshma karana shariras are one type of categorization of anatma, and avasthatrayam is a different type of categorization of the same anatma. Of the same anatma, it's a different type of categorization. If there are a bunch of pencils, you can categorize them as long and short pencils. That is one type of categorization. Or you can categorize them as yellow and red pencils. That's a different type of categorization. But it is the same entity that is being categorized. It is just a sliced and diced differently. So what is avasthatrayam? So let us see the definition. Page 57. Avasthatrayam kim?
Avasthatrayam kim?
Avasthatrayam kim?
Jagrat svapna sushuptyavasthaah.
Jagrat svapna sushuptyavasthaah.
Jagrat svapna sushuptyavasthaah.
Jagrat svapna sushupti avasthaah. Avastha is singular, avasthaah is plural. So jagrat, svapna and sushupti are the three avasthas, three states of existence. Jagrat means waking state, svapna is dream state, and sushupti is the deep sleep state. We have briefly talked about these when we were talking about sukshma shariram and karana shariram, but we'll talk about them a little detailed from now on. So jagrat is the waking state, svapna is the dream state, and sushupti is the deep sleep state. For a physical body, these three are the only possible states. These three are the only possible states. The other state, the other final state being in the state of death, which is technically equal to sushupti. So jagrat is the fully awakened state where every faculty is working and interacting with the world. Svapna is the dream state wherein the physical body is resting but mind is working. And sushupti is deep sleep state where the mind is sleeping and the body is also sleeping. Either these are called the three states of existence or three states of consciousness that we go through in our lives every day.
And this is applicable to all the three bodies?
The three bodies is a different categorization. This sushupti, jagrat, svapna is a different categorization. But to understand it easier, yes, you can say that it is applicable to all three bodies.
Okay.
It is applicable to all three bodies, but we will see how the bodies come into picture into these states. So in each state, which bodies come into picture, we will see. Now let us look at the waking state. Jagradavastha ka.
Jagradavastha ka.
Shrotradi jnanendriyaihi.
Shabdadi vishayaischa.
Jnayate. Iti ya sa jagrat avastha.
जाग्रदवस्था
स्थूल शरीर अभिमानी
स्थूल शरीर अभिमानी
अभिमानी
स्थूल शरीर
शरीर अभिमानी
आत्मा
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 विश्व इत्युच्यते
विश्व इत्युच्यते विश्व इत्युच्यते
सो जाग्रत अवस्था का व्हाट इज जाग्रत अवस्था श्रोत्रादि ज्ञानेन्द्रियैः शब्दादि विषयैश्च ज्ञायते इति या सा जाग्रत अवस्था स्थूल शरीराभिमानी आत्मा विश्व इत्युच्यते So, in defining Jagratavastha, Acharya is saying the state of experience, the state of consciousness in which the Shabdadi Vishayascha, the outside experiences like Shabda, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandhadis, Shrotradi Jnanendriyaihi, are experienced using the jnana, the five jnanendriyas, eyes, ears, nose, skin and mouth. The shrotradi jnanendriyahi, using the five jnanendriyas, shabdadi vishayas, the five experience, types of experiences are perceived. In which state they are perceived, that state is called jagrat avastha. Now, we have seen earlier in the Sula Sukshma Karana Shariras that for a perception to occur, three things are needed. One is the outside object has to be there, that must be perceived. Then, inside the capacity to perceive must be there. And thirdly, the organ of perception also must be acting. So if we have to see something, the object of sight must be there, the eye must be operating, and also the power of sight must be there. Right? All three have to exist. The outside object is called Vishaya. The power to perceive is called Indriya. And the organ of perception is called Golaka. So Golaka must be there, Indriya must be there, and Vishaya must be there. If all three are there, and of course it is assumed that mind is also existing and working, then perception happens. Right? Now outside object is common. And Golaka belongs to which shariram?
Stula shariram.
Stula shariram.
The Golaka belongs to Stula shariram. And the organ, the power to perceive, the Indriya belongs to which shariram?
Sukshma shariram.
Sukshma shariram. So, in Jagrata Vartha, the Vishaya must be there, Sthula Shariram must be there and Sukshma Shariram must be also there. Because Sthula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram are there, Karana Shariram also is expected to exist. Because without Karana Shariram, Sthula and Sukshma cannot exist. So Jagrat Avastha is that avastha, that state where all three bodies are active. Karana Shariram is active, obviously. And Sukshma Shariram is active because all the Pancha Jnanendriyas, Pancha Karmendriyas, Pancha Pranas, they are all active. And Sthula Shariram is also active because perception happens in Sthula Shariram only, via Sthula Shariram only. So, Jagrata Avastha is such a state where this Jnanendriyas are having the capability to interact with the outside world. This is a fairly direct knowledge for us. Because it is very obvious to us in our waking state that we are perceiving this entire world through the Panchajnanendriya. And where is the attachment in the Jagradavastha? In Jagradavastha, the attachment is on the physical body. Because the physical body is the one that is obviously active in Jagradavastha. And the mind is always thinking in Jagradavastha, I am seeing, I am tasting, I am smelling, I am thinking, I am having the sorrow, I am having pleasure, so on and so forth. So through the medium of this physical body, in Jagradavastha, this entire world is being experienced. So if mind is not there, or the indriyas are not there, can perception happen?
No.
No. Because the Vishaya is there, Golaka is there, but that's it. If the internal indriyam is not there or mind is not there, perception cannot happen. When Golakam is not there, also perception cannot happen, because Sukshma Shariram cannot perceive anything by itself. It needs the support of any Stula Shariram. That is why it always goes and searches for a new Stula Shariram in the next birth. Because this Bhoktrutvam, this experiencing of Sukham and Dukham cannot happen without Stula Shariram. So, the counter of experience, Sukha Dukhadi Bhoga Ayatanam, is the Stula Shariram, because that exists, that operates, and along with it Sukshma Shariram operates, and Karana Shariram is obviously there, and because Sukshma Shariram is operating, mind is there, intellect is there, that aham, that Kartrutva Bhavana is there, Bhoktrutva Bhavana is there, I am doing, I am experiencing, all these things are happening. That is, and that this body is perceiving them all as extremely real. As extremely real. All these perceptions are extremely real to this body. So that is the Jagradavastha. And in Jagradavastha, so when the body, for example, sleeps and goes into a different avastha and comes back to the same Jagradavastha, same waking state, its identification also comes back to that same body. It is not going into a different body. It is not going and identifying with a different physical body. It is identifying itself with the same Sthula Shariram. As long as Prarabdha Karma, that part of the Prarabdha Karma is there, still to be exhausted, the Sukshma Shariram fully gets attached to that Sthula Shariram only. And experiences these three states, Jagradavastha, Swapna and Sushupti Avastha, one after the other. And of course some people can experience Sushupti in Jagradavastha also. Those are probably Siddha Purushas. So, because of this solid experience and such a real experience, this Sukshma Shariram and Sthula Shariram perceive the entire world to be real. They give a greater reality to the Jagradavastha because everything is so easily perceptible. What we are seeing is very, very obvious around our eyes. Similarly, what we are smelling, tasting, touching, etc. But similar experiences happen in the dream state. But we dismiss them. We dismiss the dream state as not so real. But when it comes to Jagradavastha, because the perception is happening through the sthula shariram and the experiences gotten by the sthula shariram are so powerful, this mind-body complex thinks that this entire experience and perceptions are so real in nature. Whether they are actually real or not, we'll come to later. But the body perceives them as extremely real. And the other thing that happens in Jagrat Avastha is, two things are there. There is doership and there is enjoyership. The doership is, I am doing these things. I am perceiving, I am doing, I am walking, I am doing this work, I am touching, I am smelling. So for every small thing, even for thoughts, I am thinking, this is my thought, this is my emotion. For every single activity that is happening in Jagrat Avastha, our mind adds a tag, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. And it reinforces it so much. I am, I am, I am doing this, I am doing this. This me concept is so strongly reinforced in Jagrat Avastha. And because this me and I concepts are so strongly enforced in Jagrat Avastha, automatically this body-mind complex thinks that this physical body is what me is what I is. Because I am touching, I am smelling, I am thinking. So this body is considered as me because of that constant reinforcement that happens. But we have seen in earlier lesson that Sthula Shariram is not me. Sukshma Shariram is not me. Karana Shariram is not me. This Atma is something else. But that is so counterintuitive to us, that is not what we experience in this world, because mind reinforces again and again and again this concept of me. That is what happens in Sthula Shariram. So that Kartratvam is so strongly enforced. And so is Bhoktratvam also, the enjoyership. Anything I am enjoying, if there is a comfort, the body thinks, I am enjoying. If there is a discomfort, body thinks, I am suffering. So similarly, for Sukham and Dukham also, the body and mind complex adds a tag of me. I am experiencing the pain. I am experiencing the pleasure. Whereas the pain and pleasure are being simply experienced by the sthula shariram, and that perception is being passed on simply to the mind and the intellect, and they are registering it as a stimulus. But automatically, that superimposition of me is coming from somewhere and reinforcing every single second, every single experience, that me tag is being added to every experience. That is why for us, when Vedanta says, you are not the sthula shariram, you are not the sukshma shariram, that teaching seems so alien, so foreign, so strange to us, because the 365 days, 24/7, the signal that our body is sending us is that this is you. This body is you. Whatever.
So the knowledge we are gaining right now is, I am gaining this knowledge, right? Whatever you are teaching right now.
Yeah.
It's
who is me. That gaining the knowledge? It is the mind and the intellect that are gaining knowledge. The intellect is gaining the knowledge. Because Atma is Avasthatraya Sakshi, Shariratrayasya Vilakshanaha. Right? If he is a witness, A witness does not gain the knowledge of whatever is happening in the case. If the plaintiff comes or the victim comes and he says something, the judge says something, the lawyer says something, the court case is going on, everybody is saying, the witness is simply there. He is not saying no, he is not saying yes, he is not absorbing, he is not disseminating, he is not doing anything. A witness is simply a witness. And that is what Atma is, the Vedanta says. But since we have not gone to what exactly the definition of Atma, there might still be a confusion of who is it that is learning. But learning can only happen through intellect. And once the intellect dies, that learning dies. So if the intellect is dying and the learning is dying, then who is it that is learning?
Right. Yeah.
It is only the intellect that is learning. That means all the learning, all the experiences, all the sukha-dukkhas end with sukshma-sharira. That is why Sukshma Shariram is the repository of all the sukha-dukkhas, repository of all karma-phalam, repository of all prarabdha-karma, repository of all sanchita-karma. Everything is in Sukshma Shariram only. That is why Sukshma Shariram is the one who is going and looking for a next body to further discharge and experience the new experiences.
But the intellect is not going with it, right?
Intellect is going with it. If Sukshma Shariram is going, intellect has to go with it. Because intellect is part of Sukshma Shariram. Sukshma Shariram is made up of 17 things. Saptadasha Kalabhihi. 5 pranas, 5 karmendriyas, 5 jnanendriyas, mind and intellect. That is Sukshma Shariram. That package is called Sukshma Shariram.
So whatever Guruji we learned in this life, does it carry forward?
Yes, it does not carry forward. You see, the facts may not carry forward because of the prarabdha karma. The facts may not carry forward, but whatever you have learned, they are converted into vasana.
Okay.
They are converted into impressions. And what impressions the mind has gained in this life, it will go and search for a suitable body in the next life. If all I have been doing in this life is only papa karmas, those impressions are stored in the mind and the intellect, and the next body that the Sukshma Shariram goes is according to those impressions only. That is why Shastra says do only dharmika karmas, because mind and intellect have the capability of storing your vasana. Otherwise, there is no concept of dharma and adharma only. So when we do only dharmika karmas, when we think only dharmic thought, only those impressions form on the mind and intellect, and the Sukshma Shariram carries those impressions and searches for the next body which is conducive to those impressions. So you may be born in a more dharmic family, which is interested in doing more dharmic karmas. If you keep doing adharmic karmas, the same vasanas will be carried, and the next janma that we get will be according to that one.
But who is making the difference, whether dharmic karma or adharmic karma?
Mm-hmm.
Who is making the difference? Again, what is dharmic? What is adharmic?
So dharma and adharma come into place and picture as long as you take this world to be real. For a Brahmajnani, there is no dharma, no adharma. So once that ajnanam is gone, there is no dharma, no adharma. Since karana shariram is there, ajnanam is there. Since ajnanam is there, sukshma shariram is there. Since sukshma shariram is there, mind is there. When mind is there, good and bad are there. When good and bad are there, you will get janma according to good and bad, because you are taking this prapancham to be real, the jagat to be real. As long as you take the jagat to be real, the rules of the jagat are real, the conduct in the jagat is to be real. once somebody crosses over the karana shariram and becomes a jnani and becomes a brahma atmavit or brahma jnani, for them there is no dharma, no adharma whatsoever, because after the current shariram falls, for them there is no medium to experience and perceive anything whatsoever. So as long as this karana shariram, sukshma shariram, stula shariram exists, they have to follow these artificial rules of the jagat called dharma and adharma.
So for brahmajnani there is no rebirth then?
Absolutely. Once brahmajnanam is achieved, that is what the entire goal is of brahmajnanam. There should not be a rebirth. There is no rebirth, there is no pain, there is no sukha dukkham associated with this body, and there is no cycle of janma and mrityu. And there is only one thing that the brahmajnani experiences, which is atmanandam, which is beyond any descriptions.
So who is the sakshi of our own karma?
Who is the sakshi of our own karma?
Uh-huh.
As long as you take this world to be real, as long as you take the stula sukshma shariras to be real, that means you have to take Ishvara to be real also. There is someone called Ishvara. If Maya is real, then Ishvara is real. If Maya is crossed, then Ishvara is also not there. Only Brahman is there, Nirguna Brahman. At that point, there is no Ishvara. As long as Jagat is real, Ishvara is real. Ishvara means Bhagavan. Bhagavan is real. And Bhagavan is what? Karma Phala Dasa. Bhagavan is the one who is keeping track of all our karmas and storing in individual bank accounts called Sukshma Shariams. He is not enforcing anything. He is simply keeping track of who is doing what and recording it in individual Sukshma Shariams. That is the Sakshi. He is the Sakshi. Ishvara is the Sakshi. But for a Brahmajnani, since Jagat Mithyatvam is crossed, the reality of the Jagat is crossed, then the concept of Ishvara is also crossed, then at that point there is no Ishvara also for him. There is only Parabrahman, which has there is Nirguna. When it is Nirgunam, there is no need to keep any track of any karma, because at that point karma will vanish. Once jnana dawns, karma will completely vanish. We just learnt in the Bhagavad Gita class earlier, right? Jnanagni dadha karmanam tamahu panditam buddhaha. So once the jnana dawns, it is like a mountain of cotton. With one spark of jnana, the entire mountain of karma is simply burnt into ashes in no time. And at that point, there is no karma, no prarabdha, no sanchita, no agami, no need to keep track, no body, no sukshma shariram, no stula shariram. Jnani merges with Brahman. There is nothing to merge also, but for argument's sake, let us say that he merges with Brahman. It may be tough, it may be difficult. Take it slowly. Take it slowly, and slowly as we go lesson by lesson by lesson, slowly these layers will be peeled and things will become clearer for you. Is there anyone who is absolutely clueless of what we are talking about here?
It's not clueless, but lots of confusion, like you said, you know, it's too difficult.
Sometimes it feels like that with all the confusion.
Huh?
Sometimes it is feeling like that with all the confusion. Sometimes it feels like, okay, this is not bad, we are getting it.
Yeah, exactly. So don't think too much, don't try to deduce too much. So take things, you know, in smaller chunks. For example, we talk about sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram. Until that, you take. Now we are talking about Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Until that you take. Because this whole tying together of everything and going back to the root of things and how does this all work together, slowly will unravel.
Yep.
Will slowly unravel. But at least try to understand the individual pieces now. Because we are, as I said, Tattva Bodha is only definitions. We are now... See, it is like, if Vedanta is an encyclopedia, Tattva Bodha is like the dictionary. We are trying to just open the dictionary and looking at the words and trying to understand what is in the encyclopedia. That is not possible because we have to actually go study the encyclopedia, which comes later. First, let us just look at the dictionary, understand the words, the definition of the words, and use those words because these are the words that are used in the encyclopedia. Then, once we actually go study the encyclopedia, then we will actually get into the bigger picture and try to understand. This is simply the definition at this point.
By then, at least these definitions should be clear.
Yeah, but that is the hope. That is why I am taking very slow and doing only one definition per class.
Okay.
So that is Jagrat Avastha. So next time we will go to Swapna Avastha and Sushupti Avastha. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Guru, just one question. Here in Ashtanga Yoga, there was a mention of the Dhyana and the Samadhi sthitis.
Uh-huh.
So do they correspond to Jagrat Avastha again, or?
Yes, they correspond to Jagrat Avastha only. I mean, Samadhi may not correspond to Jagrat Avastha. Samadhi is considered as sort of a Sushupti Avastha because the definition of Jagrat Avastha is the awareness of the physical body should be there. That is Jagrat Avastha. So when the awareness of the physical body is not there, then that is not Jagrat Avastha. In Dhyana, the awareness of the physical body is there to a large extent. But in Samadhi, some types of Samadhi, the awareness of the physical body is gone, which is similar to the Sushupti Avastha, but Sushupti Avastha is sort of helpless situation where there is nothing to be known, but Samadhi is sort of a consciousness is still there, but you are voluntarily going into Sushupti and coming back. That is why in pure Vedanta, they don't accept Samadhi as the ultimate Avastha.
Okay.
In yoga, they claim when you go into Samadhi, you can attain moksha. But in Vedanta, they don't accept Samadhi can give moksha because Samadhi is similar to Sushupti. And Sushupti, you know, it cannot give moksha. Only Jnana can give moksha. So Jnana is similar to Jagrat Avastha because awareness of physical body is there. Sushupti can be equated to Samadhi because at that point, the yogi is absorbed in the mind and intellect, but the body awareness is not there.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And sorry, just one last question. So, like Garuda Puranam, for example, it mentions about the jiva after the death. For example, the 10th day after the death, the body, it attains the body. And using that body, it crosses Vaitarani, etc., and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what mm-hmm. body would that be? Would that be?
Sukshma Sharira.
But the Sukshma Sharira is always with the Karana Sharira, right? So, we are not gaining.
Sukshma Sharira is the one who is actually experiencing everything. Sula Sharira is just a, you know, pass through. Sula Sharira does not experience anything. Because if Sukshma Sharira leaves, and you burn that physical body, is that physical body experiencing anything?
No.
It is not experiencing anything. So, sthula sharira, whether sukshma sharira is not there or not, sthula sharira is like a piece of wood. It cannot experience anything. Every experience is simply passed through to this sukshma sharira which is there in the stula sharira right now. Once that the perception, the sense perception is gone, then there is nothing to experience for the stula sharira. So stula sharira falls. Sukshma sharira is now roaming around trying to find the next stula sharira, and in the process it could be a human body, it could be a rakshasa body, it could be a devata body, it could be a body in hell, like all these 64 hells that Garuda Purana talks about. So according to what the karma that jiva has done, all that recorded information is in the sukshma sharira. So accordingly, that sukshma sharira is carried to any of these hells and given the appropriate experience according to what karma that body has done now. And after that experience, that part of the karma is cleared, and then it can go to the next body.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Sahana Vavatu Sahana Vunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Padhirmasmaatishabhai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
Thank you, Guruji.
Namaskar.
Thank you, Guruji.
Namaskar.
Karam Guru.